Ted Kennedy. Countering Iraq's threat to the Middle East may well require a long-term commitment by the United States and the world community. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, like it or not, the situation in the Middle East is settling in for a long-haul test of our ability to resist aggression and safeguard the world's oil supply. I support the steps that President Bush has taken. He's worked skillfully with other nations to isolate Iraq and apply maximum diplomatic and economic pressure against Saddam Hussein. The participation of U.S. military forces, along with other nations, in the defense of Saudi Arabia is clearly justified as part of the international effort needed to defeat Iraqi aggression. In fact, the president's quick action at the beginning of August may well have made the difference in stopping Iraq from invading Saudi Arabia and seizing the Saudi oil fields. All civilized nations reject Saddam's aggression now. As we learned in the 1930s, appeasing aggressors never works.
A big hoorah for you too, Ted. You're absolutely right about George Bush deserving a lot of credit for acting swiftly and with a clear, decisive sense of purpose. And at a time when thousands of American lives are being deployed in the Middle East to defend against Saddam Hussein's aggression, I do appreciate that even the liberal Democrats are lining up to support this president. Had Hussein been able to invade Saudi Arabia, the oil reserves there, along with those in Iraq and Kuwait, would have put a majority of the world's oil supply in the hands of a brutal dictator. Think for just a moment what that could do to countries like our big business partner Japan, which relies on supplies from the Middle East for 90% of its energy. This is a time for all Americans to stand strong behind our president, fully unite against the threat that Saddam Hussein poses to all society, not just to the Middle East, but to the world. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to get budget deficit negotiations back on the track. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.